Put your hands together right now for your hosts of Stoner Morning Show, Ralph and Sean!
All right.
Everyone is now involved.
Yeah, that's right. The reason that we don't like when people say they don't want to be involved because it's fear-based.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Well, I respect all fear.
Sure.
I'm often full of fear.
Yeah.
But I usually... How do I deal with it? I just let it pass through my body. I don't fart.
All right.
Not as a rule, because sometimes I do, but that's not my response to fear.
Yeah, yeah.
My response to fear is I go, hey, there's some fear in there.
I've heard...
And then I growl at it like Bruce Willis.
Mm.
All right, that's all I get.
I've heard anecdotally that the normal human farts X number of times a day, and there's been times in my life where I've been like, bullshit, and I've thought about keeping a diary to keep track.
Yeah.
I think I'm much... Under average.
Under average of how often?
Yeah.
It varies for me. Some days it's very little and some days it's a lot. I think that's how it is for all people.
Yeah.
I feel like right when I said that, the bathroom door opened wider and I don't know.
Well, that's the magic of comedy. Sometimes you can't plan things.
Sometimes the universe is making it happen for you.
And we're going to talk about that later. Give it up for the guests that will eventually be on stage, two of whom aren't here yet. Give it up. Round of applause
future
for
guests.
Just, you know, you can't plan these things, which is fine.
Yeah, we have some guests who may or may not be in transit at this moment.
That's right.
And another guest that is safely on the premises.
That's right. Okay. Do you want to start with your story? Or what
no,
would you like to start?
I have a story that I'm going to tell that's very important.
Okay.
Culturally.
Ooh, okay.
And emotionally.
Wow. All
but
right.
I'm not going to start with it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start with my idea for a rated R Smurfs movie.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. And who's familiar with the Smurfs? Right? Okay. Yeah. The blue creatures. Their enemies are Gargamel and Azrael. Gargamel wants to eat them. Did you know that? That's what the goal was? Gargamel wants to eat a Smurf?
I grew up watching the Smurfs, and I can tell you that I never retained any, beyond what they look like,
yeah.
I never retained any information about them. I don't know what they're about.
Okay. Well, I mean, I caught you up. The Smurfs live together, and Gargamel is an evil wizard, and he wants to eat them.
Okay.
Okay. So here is now the rated R adult version of the movie. Okay?
Wow.
This has been going on for years, and finally, the Smurfs are fed up, and they're like, we have to murder Gargamel. Right? Because it's like he's been terrorizing them for years, and they don't know what to do. Okay? This is the adult version, you know? It's a fairy tale, and fairy tales are brutal. Go ahead.
What kind of frazzled are they? When we come upon them at the very
trauma.
Beginning... Yeah. How is that manifesting? What's going on with these Smurfs?
Again, I don't have the rights to this, whatever. You know what I mean? But
okay.
I think in somehow Gargamel is preventing them from like growing crops and stuff.
Wow. Famine, starvation.
Yeah. So it's not only that he is after them... Physically, he's causing problems. Yeah.
Wow.
This isn't even the important stuff yet. But
okay.
Is that fine for you? Are you on board?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm totally gritty world.
They decide to kill Gargamel, and they come up with a plan to do it, and they finally get to the point where they're going to do it, and they can't do it. The one who said he was going to do it can't do it because it's like that would put us on the... Gargamel's level.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
If they have a crisis of conscience about it.
Okay.
So one Smurf, we'll call him Strategy Smurf, comes up with an idea. All right, you know, like the part of the movie where it's like a plan is discussed and we don't know what the plan is, but we see the plan unfold, like Inception or something.
Okay.
Right? Didn't that happen in that?
There's some sort of plans that they have, and they carry them out, and they're wearing suits.
So what happens is they trick Gargamel into thinking that he has caught a Smurf, and he's finally going to eat a Smurf.
Wow.
And then he cooks it, and he starts eating it, and it's delicious, and it's at this moment that we realize we haven't heard Azrael meow in quite some time. And it turns out they tricked him into eating his own cat.
Oh, wow.
And there was some applause. And, you know, he liked the taste of it, too.
Oh, no.
Traumatic, yeah? So that's not even the end.
I want whoever this Gargamel character is, I can't picture him, but right now I feel like he should be played by Sean Bean.
That's fine.
Okay.
Hey, if I get some movie deal, I'll let you help cast this.
I want to cast this thing.
Because that's not the end of the movie, though.
Shoot it in Boston. Okay, keep going.
The movie ends with the Smurfs having a cathartic, like, celebration about this. But Strategy Smurf leaves a note that says that he, as much as this needed to happen, he is crushed that this idea came from him. So he goes into self-exile because he doesn't want to be celebrated by his community for what he did. He wants to be celebrated for who he is.
Oh, my God.
So he has to go out into the woods to find who he is because he doesn't want to be the one who tricked an evil wizard into eating his own cat.
I feel like a child who, let's say a modern child who grew up on Smurfs. Like they're a young kid still, but they happen to get to watch Smurfs.
Yeah.
They would see this movie.
This isn't for kids. This is a rated R movie for the people who grew up with
Smurfs. Yeah, somehow their parents are like, this old Smurfs, you can come see it.
Oh, sure,
this kid is 7 years old, and that kid would immediately start smoking. Immediately, just like, is that too dark?
That's darker than what I just shared?
Shit, maybe, I think so.
Mm. All right, well, that's the idea.
That's grim. I wish I had a closer association with Smurfs to really...
I don't think you don't need one. I don't know. Does anybody have... Should we open up for discussion? I don't know. Nothing to say?
Anybody else here grew up on Smurfs?
Yeah. Let's ask the two people who don't want to be involved in a room that they're sitting in.
How's that Smurfs idea?
What's that?
Picture who?
He can picture it.
Gargamel?
Yeah.
The eating your own cat part, that really... That's a devastating blow.
Yeah.
That's too... We have all these gritty, realistic, psychological revamps.
Yeah. Well, you know where the idea came from for the Smurf to send himself into self-exile to punish himself? It was because after I came up with that idea, I was like, where the fuck did this idea come from? Who am I? To come up with an idea of making a person eat a cat.
Wow, you yourself felt shame for having that idea.
A little.
Someone agrees.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the Smurf idea.
That's it. Yeah. I think it's beautiful. I really
question
think it's poetic.
Question or comment from Brandon? Yes. The idea behind the Smurfs was about communism. Oh, okay. Is maybe that's the sequel. I don't know. I'm gonna have to rework the whole idea to work communism in, I suppose, or socialism.
I feel. That's very timely and very,
very
pointed,
timely,
but it's a lot. I also feel like...
I think you just described a political cartoon, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like one of the requisites... Some of our guests are coming in right now.
Some of our guests are, yes. Some of our guests and some additional audience members. Clap supporters. For... clap for anything.
Clap for...
What's up, guys? Yeah. What's up, guys? Yeah, yeah.
I feel like communism is a thing that adults are supposed to know about. Like, I always hear it brought up. What's that?
You're not seeing what?
You're not seeing communism on Wikipedia?
All right.
Oh,
Of course, you wouldn't see it on the Wikipedia page. They would. They don't want that out there. They would remove it.
Yeah, yeah. They would
look it up on Medium. It's probably on someone's op-ed. You know what I mean?
You guys just missed a gritty reboot of the Smurfs.
That's
a gritty,
right.
Realistic reboot of the Smurfs.
Yeah, but you can. Oh, that's right. Well, you missed a chisel, but we'll talk about it afterwards. All right, I can move on from it.
This is what I have to share right now. I'm not
going
to get into I have a big story to share.
Oh, right.
But I'm going to share it in a little bit. This is what I have to get into right now.
Yes.
Earlier, before this show, I took my dog, Anya and I's dog, our fact checker, Anya. I took our dog out on a walk.
Yeah.
And I came up with a small idea that will change your life if you have a dog. Who has a dog? Raise your hand if you got a dog. Good.
Life-changing dog owner ideas.
Here's what the life-changing idea is, and I swear you're going to not want to do this, and you're going to do it anyway.
Wow.
Even if you're taking care of somebody else's dog, you're going to do this.
Okay.
Next time you take the dog out on a walk to use the bathroom, and that dog poops.
Yes.
Each log or lump of or pebble of poop that comes out, each one that comes out right when it lands, go,
Why is it a bad idea?
Because, you know, it has to do with poop and all that. You're going to be like, that's stupid. But I swear to you, when you get, next time you walk that dog and the poop hits the ground and go,
Yeah. The dog might
not
feel,
just for the whole poop.
Each thing.
Each wedge of poop. When it hits the ground, you go,
Each unit.
Yeah, each unit.
Or however you, however you measure it. The dog might feel, I don't know, embraced by that. Or acknowledged, I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to, I think, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it earlier. Like, I'd started doing it a while ago, and I thought, you know, Masha's a dog. She doesn't care. But earlier, I took her out for a poop, and we were just walking. It was normal. She peed.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. And then we walked a little more, and she pooped. And she pooped, and the piece came out, and I was like, each time. And then when I look back at her, she's wearing sunglasses.
Wow, a real life meme.
Amazing.
Well, I'm walking a dog tomorrow, and I might try it. I have
braggart.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm walking a dog in my neighborhood tomorrow. I have a regular dog that I walk named Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah.
That's a great. Is it a big dog?
He's big.
Wow, that's a good name for a big dog.
This leads me to an idea that I've had for quite a while. I use WAG for dog walking a little bit.
Okay.
I have a pretty high rating.
Woo! Yeah. Come on now.
I'm a 4.94 out of 5. And I have close to 400 walks. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think WAG should do a dating app that, because I think if I could somehow tell women in my dating app that I was such a high-rated dog walker, I think that would give me a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, this man is dedicated.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you want me to date a bad dog walker? No. As a WAG representative. Oh, that's... That's your gritty reboot of a WAG dog walking dating app.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know just quickly.
So
in the
Smurfs trick Gargamel into eating his own cat is the end. I gave away all of it pretty much, but
it's yeah. Are you guys Smurfs people? We took a poll earlier. You guys know the Smurfs? Do you know that? Like, could you explain the dynamics of Smurfs to me?
Here's a funny game. Name 8 Smurfs.
Name 8 of them. Shizzle, go for it.
I mean, collectively. We can do it. Droopy? No. All right, you have one.
I've never seen somebody start with such confidence and then end. Shizzle went like this. Shizzle went...
Yeah. We don't have to get all 8, but I saw... What's that? Papa Smurf, yeah. Mama Smurf. Yeah. Yeah. Smurfette. Brainy. Yeah. Baby, yep. It's actually easy. You just have to name attributes. There's hefty.
Latin Smurf.
Latin Smurf. All right, well, we're not... It is harder than I thought it would be, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I topped out at 5. What's that? That we know of, yeah. There was only one Smurfette. What was her name? Comedians, my God. All right. We do have... I don't know, should we do a guest now, or what do you want to do?
For those of you who've never been, this is your first time here, are you guys first timers or no? In the back? You guys are first time? Okay, good. I just want to let you know, because sometimes I always like to say this because it feels like this joke is, but it always feels true. You might be in there and be like, oh, this is a weird show. Maybe they're having a weird, no, this is not weird. This is what the show is.
Yeah.
It's always like this.
Right.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to point out. I think we should try to do that every time.
I want to figure out a way to do it every single time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All right, let's take it to the audience. I don't know, what's something that is on your mind? Something that you want to talk about?
Something real. Doesn't have to be dark. Doesn't have to be sad. But something real.
And then we'll bring Joe Miles up. You want to talk about opportunity?
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also, every week we talk about how we're all here because we've told people about it. We talk about how we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's also part of the show.
How did you get here?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Xavier is in the front row, like, smiling like this is the best thing he's ever heard.
Good.
What's going on in your mind?
I like the term opportunity.
Opportunity is in the air. Wow.
You just started a new job, right?
Yeah, I did start a new job.
Is it good? Is it fun? I don't know. Yeah. Oh.
Whoa. What's this? What can you tell us about this new job without telling us what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell us what it is. Tell us everything you can tell us about it without telling us what the job is.
Be as general as you can be while still being vague.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Drives around New York City. Yeah. Drives around with a guy named Malou. Oh. His name's Lou.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna admit this to you.
It sounds like a fun job.
I'm gonna admit this to you. When you said the guy's name was Malou by accident, or when I heard Malou, I was like, holy shit, what kind of job is this? When you said his name was just Lou, not just Lou, but when you said his name was Lou and I misheard, my interest went here. No disrespect to Lou.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I want to say that I'm just pointing at me. See, almost everywhere we go in New York City, I either say I used to work here or I used to live here.
As a fun game.
No.
Oh.
I really, most places I either used to work there or used to live there.
Oh, all right.
Sometimes I do it as a joke, but it's very rare.
I got it.
How many places have you guys in the back, how many places have you guys lived and worked in New York City? Same place or a lot of different places? Woo! Oh, you're both born and raised. Natives. Okay. You were born in Brooklyn before what? Before it was cool. Damn.
Okay.
Who else? How many other natives do we have in here? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow. All right.
All right. I don't have anything for you. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's just...
I'm also a native.
Yeah.
I got... I just wanted to know.
Oh, man.
Any words of encouragement to my natives? Oh, here's a word of... I don't know if it's going to be encouraging, but it is beautiful to know. Michael Jordan and Mike Tyson were born in the same hospital.
In Brooklyn.
In Cumberland Hospital in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh? Out of the same vagina.
Can we fact check that?
You could... My friend...
I've got
fact checker Anya is going to fact check it.
Yeah, I got fact
check. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, all right. Tonight. Oh, all right. Nobody panic.
No panic.
Nobody panic.
When it rains, it just shelters.
Yeah.
What do you think happens when it rains? We're about to make
God cry. Wow.
I'm going to up you one better. When it rains, it's because God is playing reggaeton. No?
All right. Okay, what's the water?
Because it gets so steamy.
Oh, all right. Okay, I have to retract what Ralph said earlier. This is not how this show usually goes.
No,
this is like, there's like, we have like 18 guests tonight.
It's
but
beautiful.
Which is fine, yeah. Let's bring Joe Miles up on stage.
Do some comedy.
He's going to tell some jokes. Joe, are you ready? All right, give it up for Joe Miles, everybody.
Joe Miles!
Yeah.
Okay, keep on clapping. It's okay. What's up? Oh, wow, okay. Damn, this shit all over the place. All right, hey, what's going on, y'all? All right, who showed up late? Was it the rappers? Was it... Ralph's a rapper. You should have knew to tell them 8 o'clock start time for this show. Everybody doing good? I'm glad y'all are here. Before you got here, it was like 20% dog in the audience, so you know, I was worried about that. I like that dog. Is that dog a boy or a girl? Girl. I was calling. I was calling it a boy. Is it sexist if I think all dogs are boys and all cats are also boys? All right, what's going on? Let's see. What do I want to do? Is there weed here? We smoking weed here? What's going on with that? It's a stoner morning show. I thought we were going to have weed. It's legal. I mean, right? Can't we just smoke it anywhere? Isn't that crazy? I don't know how old y'all are, but like, I remember when you go to smoke shop and like you had to tell them that you were buying all that shit on the wall to smoke tobacco out of. If you mentioned weed in that bitch, you had to leave. Like, I'm going to just go out for my smoke break and load up my gas mask bong with a bunch of tobacco on the street. One-hitters? Remember one-hitters? How does that make sense if you're smoking tobacco? You're going to put a bunch of tobacco in something that looks like a cigarette? Smoke that out? All right, y'all don't remember that? All right. When I was a kid, I tried smoking cigarettes because I thought it was cool. My mom caught me trying to be cool smoking cigarettes, and she made me smoke a whole pack of cigarettes because she thought it would make me really fucking cool. She was like, you need work. I'm going to bring the mood down for a second. My mom passed of COVID in January 2020, before everybody was doing it. And then at her funeral afterwards, we had like an Airbnb. We had the whole family come back, and I got real drunk, and I fell headfirst down a flight of stairs. Yeah, I made it. Don't worry about it. I lived. And... So, you know, it was a bad month for both of us. I got through it, and Look, if you never lost anybody close to you, or you recently did, I don't have a whole lot of advice. Still processing it myself. I don't know how you move forward with it in your life. But if you're looking for some sort of like temporary relief, something to just take your mind off of it in the short term, can I suggest falling headfirst down a flight of stairs? When you're falling headfirst down a flight of stairs, nothing else exists. It's just you and the stairs, just vibing. The whole world is gone. It's just y'all just fucking chilling out. You're going down. You're hitting the stairs with all types of body parts. You don't. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. She would have liked that joke, too. I'm going to tell another one about her just because I'm in the mood to. This is not even a joke. This is a true story. She was telling me a story about a friend of hers whose husband had passed. I mean, this is sounding real dark, but this is just a story she told me. She said, remember I told you about my friend so-and-so, her husband passed? And I was like, no, I don't remember that, but, you know, what about it? And she said, well, I found out what happened. He got into a car accident. It was a head-on collision, and he got ejaculated from the car. I was like, that's not the word. That's not the word you're trying to use. That's not the word you're trying to use. Oh, shit. Anybody? Okay, we talked about natives, right? You talked about who's a native here. I am not. I'm from Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio. Did I get a clap for Cleveland or clap for being a native? Or just clap for general New York clap? Hey, fuck it. I'll take it. You know, I was like, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of rap music. I'm probably going to hear some more tonight. I mean, they painted a different picture than I got when I got here. Movies did, too. I was expecting a lot different. You know, I got off of the bus. And, yeah, this shit was, I was expecting pretty much to get robbed immediately. I was like, I'm going to get off the bus. It's going to be Times Square. Somebody's going to take me in the alley. They're going to rob me at knife point. And then I'll break my cherry. I'll be a real New Yorker. Come to find out, there are no fucking alleys in New York. Where are these alleys that everybody's always getting robbed in? They're always in every movie, got alleys all over New York. They're all soaking wet. No matter what's happening, there's puddles everywhere. Where are the alleys at? There's no alleys. There's no Ninja Turtles. I should have known that was a lie when a bottle of goop spilled in the sewer and hit four turtles and one rat. The math don't make sense on that. Is that the light? Did you give me the light? All right, I'm going to do it. I am I'm mixed, in case anybody's wondering. Anybody else? Am I the only mixed person in this room? Not even you? Come on, man. Come on, man. I was sure you had like 5%. Got like prison Muslim vibes coming off of this. Like, all right. When you're mixed, I'm going to tell you since nobody knows, people are going to assume, they see, it's like you're a mirror. They see whatever they are. You know what I mean? So like, I was in a Chinese restaurant one time and I went up to the counter and this man spoke to me in full Chinese. I'm not even a little bit Chinese. My 23andMe is zero Chinese. I walked up to the counter and this man was just like full on Chinese. And I was like, whoa, man, what you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were Chinese. I'm like, what? Why? He didn't think I was of Chinese descent. This motherfucker thought I came off the boat to the restaurant. I was like, I don't speak any English. Can you get me some food? I went into a bodega one time. It was a Dominican bodega right by my house. Went to the back. I smell that weed now. I need some of that. But I went to the back. I'm shopping, buying beers or whatever. And the cat, the bodega cat, comes up from like the basement, walks right up to me all slow, drops a dead mouse at my feet, and walks away. I was like, motherfucker, I'm not Dominican. I don't work here. Take this up to the counter. Pay your rent to them. This is not my... I'm half black, half white. I tend to, you know, if you ask me, I'm going to say I'm mixed, but I tend to identify as black. I grew up in black neighborhoods. But I did get a little bit of... I got checked a little bit. I was at a different show that I host. It was my co-host's birthday. that we're going to do a big birthday thing. We're going to sing a happy birthday and shit. Somebody comes out holding the cake. I don't even know this dude. He comes out holding the cake. There's a few people. The candles are lit. And I'm like, here we go. Happy birthday to... And he's like, no, we're doing the black one. Happy birthday to you. And I was like, oh, shit. Am I white as fuck? Like, I'm whiter than I thought. And we sang the black happy birthday song. And y'all know it. I'm sure everybody knows it. I got you. And I realized in that moment that y'all gonna get mad at me, but I don't like the Black Birthday song. Look, man, hear me out. Is it a great song? Yes. Is it Stevie Wonder? Yes. It's a beautifully written song, but how does it end? How does it end? I don't want to sing that for nobody's birthday until we can agree on an ending for that song. When I hear the name of the person in the White Birthday song, I know we are at the end. I'm seconds away from cake. They got an exit strategy in that song. Happy birthday, dear so-and-so. Okay, here we go. Now we're happy birthday. We're going to harmonize. We all know what to do. Bring it home. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of watching everybody fade out just like, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. No, I don't want to hear it anymore. It's got to stop. Can I do one more? I'm going to get out of here. I'm gonna end it with a. I didn't have an end. So this is. Look, this is not even really a joke. Did you know that we produce, as a species, 3.5 million tons of trash every single day? Did you know that? That's fucking crazy. And you know, they don't recycle anymore. We send our recycling to China. They don't even take it anymore. It goes in the landfill. So the recycling is trash too. But did you know that there are 1,500 active volcanoes on Earth? You see where I'm going with this? Take the garbage, put it in the volcano. Send it back where it came from. Shizzle gets it. No, nobody thinks that's a good idea? What else are we doing it? Instead of putting it back where it comes from. It melts back in, maybe, worst case scenario, it like hardens. And makes like a lid over the volcano. So that way it doesn't explode and kill everybody in Hawaii or whatever. All right. Y'all don't appreciate a good idea. Never mind. I'll change this. I was reading the other day that there's like 100 million homeless kids in the United States. So it made me so sad to see that. But did you know that there's 1,500 active volcanoes? You see where I'm going with this? Take the kids, put them in the volcano, send them back where they came. All right. I appreciate y'all. I see y'all didn't want to go on that one, but I appreciate y'all anyway. Thank you, Stoner Morning Show. Give it up for your hosts. Oh, yeah, we're going to sit. We're going to sit. We're going to
Joe Miles, everybody. Sorry, give me this cord. All right.
I got three things to say real fast.
We were informed that a health inspector is on the way sometime this month, and we're not allowed to smoke in here because a health inspector
might show. So ash it if you're smoking. That's number one.
And great set.
It's okay.
Yeah. And what did Ralph, what else did you have, Ralph?
I had two thoughts about your set, which was wonderful. Give it up one more time for Joe Miles.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
One is, I think the missing part of we put the recycling in the volcano. I think the reason that people weren't with you is there's no fanfare when you put the recycling in the volcano. If you dump a couple tons of recycling in the volcano, right as you dump it, you should go,
That's what it is.
Mm.
Also, picture it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like bursting with a little flame. Like,
right. All right.
Yeah. And then the
I
other
might
thing
do, I might make that noise when I hit elevator buttons too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Only when it's crowded.
This is a very stupid thought, but the other thing, because I'm black, but I'm Haitian, so I didn't grow up with the Black Birthday song either.
Mm.
I don't know that song, but this I think is ubiquitous. How about when it's my birthday, don't sing a song? If I got black folk or white, whoever, I don't care if you're 80 years old, 3 years old, on my birthday, don't sing a song. I want everybody to do this.
Oh, Harlem Shake.
Just dance like one of those used car sales Arab things.
Just do the Harlem
Shake.
The Harlem Birthday Shake, yeah. That's it.
All right.
That's all I got.
As long as you figure out how it ends, man. What's the move that's going to bring us all home with it?
Oh, that's... I still haven't solved that. I don't know.
Big on ending it. I don't want to be singing on
it. I think maybe somebody... If everyone's doing that, somebody brings that, walks out with the cake.
Right. As soon as the cake gets
there. Moving their hips, like, in the same manner.
Not does the person who's bringing out the cake also do the dance?
Well, yeah. But now they don't move their arms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
what I think. A pretty big part of the whole
flavor. That's it.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
I was supposed to prepare a topic?
Kind of. I don't know. We're usually more prepared.
Oh, okay.
But this is how the show usually goes. Yeah.
Garbage Island.
Black Max wants to talk about Garbage Island. Where's that? Oh.
I mean, I feel like there's a few Garbage Islands at this point. Like, we just have nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. I mean, they're just, it's just piling. That's true. they're not recycling anymore. Like, this is just garbage is just piling up all over the place.
They burned their trash and then made a beach out of burned trash?
In Singapore?
Wow. That sounds like propaganda from some other country who's like, don't go to Singapore.
They burn their trash, you gotta live on it.
They trash beach.
Trash out there.
If you enjoy getting a tan on burnt trash, go to Singapore.
What if... I just imagine somebody going, this beach is trash.
Yeah.
But then it's the most beautiful black sand beach you've ever seen.
I did have a thought not too long ago where it's like everything is litter. Everything is litter. Even when you put up a building, it's going to be trash someday where it gets torn down. Like even trash cans are kind of, they're just like temporary litter. The stuff we put litter in eventually is going to be like, let's get this trash can out of here and get some better trash cans.
Yeah. That's
everything
true.
You got to throw the trash can away.
Yeah.
You have a question.
Yes, Anya. Sometimes she feels like I'm...
No, don't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that. You're not litter.
Give it up for our fact checker, Anya, everybody. Yeah. Make her feel good.
Oh, we got fun fact.
Fun fact in the front row. From... There's no litter in London.
Like it's...
This you read this on a Snapple cap?
Wait, do they have garbage cans? Because sometimes I feel like you go to a place where there's not garbage cans on every corner and there's less litter somehow than there is. No what? No mice?
Well, I've seen Oliver Twist. There were certainly mice. Weren't there?
Were there mice in that movie?
You're thinking of Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
Yeah.
That was in Paris.
That was in France, yeah. And he was a rat.
Yeah.
Fact checker on you.
Uh-huh.
Wow, because of the mob. Right? Ellie, what do you have?
Oh, like to get to put them to sell them to the recycling place, yeah. I'm looking for treasure.
What do you do with the feeling of not having all the answers? That gives you That gives you a very specific feeling when you hear a bunch of problems come, and it's like all these societal and infrastructural problems, and you go, I don't know what the fuck to do. What do you do with that feeling?
I make jokes about it.
Make jokes.
We'll go to Black Max in a second, but I feel like we've brought up a lot of things that we just don't know how to discuss in this episode or tonight. But I don't know.
This guy knows.
But what's your idea?
Let's get together and do it ourselves. That's the name of this episode.
Black Max for Mayor.
Black Max for Mayor.
Yeah.
Give it up. Yeah, don't necessarily want a person to clap. I think it's a good thing to talk about and think about, because I think it's something that people are plagued with, is the feeling of things feel bad sometimes, not all the time. Things feel bad sometimes, and you feel overwhelmed, and you have this feeling of like, should I be doing this? Could I be doing this? What do I do with that feeling? I just feel like knowing how to manage that feeling, or at least talking about it, is probably helpful. Maybe. I think I saw this on an episode of Who's the Boss. I think that's what Tony said. He said, we should talk about it. I hope that's... Has this been helpful to anyone? This guy nodded his head, but I don't know if that was for me or for...
They don't want to be involved.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
don't talk to them. They've been talking more than anybody.
Are you guys... We've made you involved, even though you said at the top of the show that you don't want to be involved. Do you now...
Tell us your names and then answer Ralph's question.
Yeah. Tell us your names and then tell us, do you now feel, oh, I was right, I didn't want to be involved, or have you changed your mind? Tell us your names first. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's... Oh, man. This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah. What are your names?
Do you know?
Jasmine.
Made up name. Okay. And
all names. All
Jasmine,
names,
it's a real
all
name.
All names are made up. And I don't want to get anyone mad, but you're all brainwashed because one day somebody told you what your name was, and then you started telling everybody that that was your name. Anyway, sir, what's your name? Marco?
Franco? What?
Marco. Also a made-up name. Marco.
Oh, I thought you said Bronco.
That's a made-up name.
Well, even if he said Bronco, why would you look at me like you're confused?
Because I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
We were confirming what you were. You got up on your soapbox. Every name's made up. And he was like, Bronco. You empowered everybody.
You know what? I just found out something about myself. And that it's that if somebody says something so crazy that if other people look at me, I also don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't know what to do?
Yeah.
So everybody's just like doing a Spider-Man meme, just going.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing at each other.
That was a good movie. Did you see Spider-Man, the new one?
I saw it. Yeah.
I cried during it.
Which part?
I won't say then, yeah. I don't know. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have two things. I'm going to go to this thing. I'm going to ask Joe. And then while Joe's on the stage, I'm going to tell the story that I told, because we're now at the point where I need to tell it.
Great.
And then we're going to go to
our... And then we'll go to our other guests.
Our next guest.
Yeah.
Joe, you said to deal with that feeling that I talked about, you write jokes. Is that a learned behavior, or is that something that just feels natural to you?
Ooh.
I think probably both. I mean, you know, it's like comes from using humor to deal with my personal problems, and then I guess, you know, you hear something overwhelming, like 3.5 million tons of trash, and it's just like, I don't know, I guess I'll write a joke about throwing kids into a volcano.
It's fucking great.
That's where my mind goes.
I feel like laughter... Tell me if you guys relate to this. I feel like here's something that's happening in the world, and here's something else that's happening in the world, and they can't reconcile. Okay. And I feel like laughter is the bridge that we use to reconcile two things that we can't reconcile otherwise.
Sure. I wish we had a microphone on Black Max for when he said, oh, that means laughter is important. That's...
That's our job. We do the art, and then other people do the problem solving. Or don't. Doesn't seem like anybody's doing that. But, you know, we gotta do. We just do what we're meant to do.
Did we get to your story yet?
We didn't get to it.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I had something else I wanted to say, but I'm gonna get to my story. Okay. So this is my story. I'm gonna tell this story. There is in this story a very mild Batman spoiler. Very mild.
That's, I'm fine with it.
I won't ruin the movie for you, but this is an absolutely real story.
Okay.
It happened in the chaos that was my life while Anya was out of town. Okay. My life was chaos for 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. I went because a friend of mine did an online movie review of the Batman movie, and he said, "You must see it. This is the greatest." So I went to go see it at a real shitty theater that's right near my house that I didn't even know existed. It's like right near our house.
Which one?
It's called the Kent Theater.
It's a real Kent Theater?
Kent.
Okay.
The Kent, yeah.
Bronco?
Cannot with this
Bronco.
Kent. Right? So I went into this theater. It's real shit. There's like one person on a fryer. They don't have any of the real snacks. They just have like made up snacks that they, and I walk in.
Also made up.
Yeah. That,
just
this reminds me of a place I went to once called Nah Pizza.
Nah Pizza?
Nah.
Nah.
Okay.
So I walk in.
Yeah.
I walk in. This place is janky.
Yeah.
There's kids running all over. I'm like, what's going on? I look at the theater I meant to go into. Over the top of it, it says happy birthday.
Okay.
So I know immediately there's going to be a birthday party in this theater as I'm watching a 3-hour The Batman.
Yeah.
Right? I go in. First of all, the curtains are half closed on the screen.
Okay.
And like, not at the beginning during the trailer, but 5 minutes into the movie, this guy comes, saunters in, opens up the curtain lazily, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And like, we're the problem.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes into the movie, two like 13-year-old girls walk in with flashlights into the theater, go to their seats and start giggling and doing grab ass and shit, like squealing. And they come in and out of the theater like 5 times with flashlights each time.
Yeah.
So that's going on. You could hear people chewing all loud. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And like, I can't even say it's ghetto. Like, this is a decent neighborhood, but whatever. It's not, it's like, it's just like dysfunctional. And then, so then about half, this is going on all through. Those girls are walking in and out. And then I, about halfway through the movie, and I want you, this is one thing. So the movie deals with Batman sees himself as an instrument of vengeance. And he says this, okay?
Yeah.
This is something that happens in the movie. He refers to himself as an instrument of vengeance.
Sounds
that he's
familiar,
vengeful.
Right? Yeah.
About halfway through the movie, so like almost 2 hours in, I hear, like, and then I hear something that's like clapping at random moments. I turn around. There is no less than 30 pre-teenage boys sitting behind me.
Mm-hmm.
No less than 30 of them. Rows and rows of them.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh my God, like shout, like purposefully being obnoxious. Like going like, oh, and I'm like every 2 minutes or so they're doing this.
Yeah.
Like shouting out. And I would look back to see who it is and they would see me turn around and get quiet.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't see who it was. And I'm getting so pissed. The girls are still coming up and down the aisles with the damn flashlight all the way through the movie. Like, oh my God, is that Batman? Like, and I'm fucking, I'm so livid. And
yeah. Keep Anya in mind, Anya is out of town.
Right. And Anya will tell you.
That's why it went like this.
I don't know if you could say that I have a temper, but I can be vengeful.
Sure.
And I'm thinking at some point I'm going to walk back and find this kid. I keep looking back to find him and grab him and slap him around.
Yeah.
That's how I'm trying to watch Batman.
Yeah.
Right? Anya, what did you have? Yes, you're okay. So that's important, right? So this goes on all the way through the movie. This is happening. Finally, I'm able to enjoy the movie well enough. It ends.
Okay.
And the kids start filing out, and I get up to walk out. And we're going down the corridor to get out, and these kids are walking like there's like 8 of them abreast, and they're walking all slow. People are trying to get out, and they're like just sauntering. One kid's walking backwards, and they're like, and like giggling, chuckling, just like, you know, they look white, they're a bunch of white, I don't know, but they're just like, like, yeah, yeah, just fucking, and I'm just like, what the I'm thinking like, I'm getting so mad, and I heard the message in the movie, like, the message in the movie, I'm not going to give it away, but it's like, Batman was vengeful, he paid a, there's a effect for that, right?
Okay,
and so I understand in the movie, like, okay, vengefulness, okay, I gotta watch that in myself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All that. But these kids are like slowly, and I'm feeling, oh, they're trying to control the traffic coming out. They're trying to show like, oh, yeah, you guys come out when we want you to come out, right? And they're walking, and I'm thinking I'm going to fucking just barrel through these kids.
I would love if I read a review of the Batman movie and it was this story.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking I'm just going to barrel through. I think I'm just going to I'm like going to, you know, bowl for preteens. You know what I mean? Just fucking barrel through, right? And I'm like, Ralph, don't do that. Like, you just saw this movie, you learned this lesson, don't do this.
What would Batman do in this situation?
Yeah, like, you would probably make the wrong choice, right?
Good for you.
And so I hold it in. Finally, we get out to the lobby, and I can fucking walk around and look these fucking demons in the face.
Yeah.
They are surrounding a special needs boy who can't, who has trouble walking. They're carrying him out.
Wow.
I'm an asshole.
Did you fuck him up?
I fucking uppercut that kid.
Wow.
No, I did not.
Favorite Batman movie?
Batman Returns.
Wow. Woo! Give it up for Joe Miles, everybody.
Yeah. Give it up for Joe Miles. Yeah. How do we find you, Joe? How do people find... Joe Miles' Instagram is so funny.
I appreciate you. Yeah, follow me at Mr. Joe Miles, MR Joe Miles.
At Mr. Joe
All
Miles.
All platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
At appreciate Mr. y'all. Have a good night.
Give it up for Joe Miles, everybody.
We should get to our guests, but do we have anything else to do before we get to our guests?
I wanna get some. Are we gonna wait? Are they gonna do some music?
Are you guys? Yeah. What are you guys?
Well, I was gonna do a song.
Okay.
How do we plug? Do we have to plug them in? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I have something to talk about while we set that up.
Okay. We're gonna talk about this. You guys get set up with Anya for your music. Okay. Go ahead, right, Sean.
I was watching a nature documentary recently. Oh, Black Max. Yeah.
Set up with Anya.
Go. Yeah. All right. I was watching a nature documentary. I love nature documentaries. But I also feel like sometimes I don't learn anything. I just watch them and just that's it.
Okay.
But I did learn something recently. And I don't know. I just want to share it with everybody.
Please.
And it's that, it was specifically about the color of animals, camouflage them in with their surroundings. But zebras are black and white stripes, which should make them stand out.
Very visible, yeah.
But why do they not stand out? And it's because their black and white stripes create something what scientists call motion dazzle. What a beautiful name.
What?
Motion dazzle.
Can you describe what motion dazzle is?
It's just like their predators sometimes can't see them because there's so many zebras like walking around each other. And it's like all the stripes sort of like fuck with their vision. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, and it's so effective that even flies are unable to land on zebras.
Wow.
Like, they showed other animals, like antelopes and other stuff, and they were, like, covered with flies. And then they showed they did a close-up shot of a fly, like, fly near a zebra, and it was like, ugh. I don't know what to do, and it couldn't land on it.
I don't know why.
Motion dazzle.
I don't know why. I had a million things I was thinking of, but this is the most pertinent, and I don't know why this is. I don't know why I'm thinking. I think this is wrong. What I'm about to say.
All right.
But I can think of a man who benefits from the same phenomena you're talking about.
Well, it made me think that sometimes humans. Sometimes motion dazzle other humans just with like the weird shit they say or how they are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That, I can tell you exactly who is Living Motion Dazzle.
Who?
Dennis Rodman.
Hmm, yeah.
How are you going to rebound on a guy who's probably wearing BDSM equipment underneath his? You don't know.
Yeah.
And not only do you not know.
Who might be playing with a cock ring.
He might be playing with a cock ring. But it's not even that he's wearing a cock ring. It's that he's not even utterly confident and comfortable. He's more comfortable because of it.
Right.
How do you defend that guy?
Do you remember the show Tosh.0 on Comedy Central?
Tosh.0, yes.
One of my favorite moments from Tosh.0 is, like, I even forget what they were doing, but they had Dennis Rodman come in and do, like, a quick 1 minute funny video. And all that Daniel Tosh said about it after they came back to the studio was, like, ladies and gentlemen, for $5,000, Dennis Rodman will show up, shoot video for 10 minutes and then leave without saying goodbye for $5,000. And I was like, good for Dennis Rodman.
That's a great...
Let's do this quick. Yeah, let's get this out of here.
Just show up, do it, and leave. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Motion Dazzle.
This
is the other thing I was thinking, which is, for some reason, it doesn't make sense to me, because I hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you were in any way as a kid in school bullied. Raise your hand if you were ever bullied. Okay?
I'm going to go like this because I'm...
Good.
I also bullied. That's how I learned I was funny.
Wow.
Because I would like make fun of the bigger kids.
Oh. Well, I never bullied anyone.
Okay.
And I was never bullied.
Hmm.
That makes no sense. Look at me. I'm prime candidate for being bullied. I've always looked like this.
Yeah.
I've always been like this.
He's always worn overalls. Yeah.
But what I think happened, I may be flattering myself, but I think I gave personality motion dazzle.
Oh. Huh. Cool.
I think bullies would try to bully me, and I would giggle.
Isn't it fun when you... Yeah.
And they would be like...
Isn't it fun when you come up with a term that describes something?
Motion like dazzle.
Yeah. I love that phrase.
That's beautiful.
I might start... If I...
And if you're bullied, I'm sorry, and it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
From now on, if I'm in social interactions that I don't know how to handle, I might just come flat out say, don't motion dazzle me.
Wow.
Which will then motion dazzle them.
Just with pure
vulnerability. Unless somebody is like, are you talking about zebras?
Yeah.
Are
we ready?
We are ready for some music. Hey,
all right.
Give it up for team music over here, trying to get the music working, and then team... Stalling. We stalled perfectly. All right. Who's Anya? We'll let you. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, there's a little stepladder here.
Yeah, Black Mask. Just...
Oh, wait, hold on. Don't play that yet.
And then MC Reef is imminent. He's
MC Reef.
All right.
Where he at? Uh oh. Hi, I'm Black Max. It's BLAQ. Oh. I'll take some claps. Shout out to Joe Miles. That was a pretty great set. You feel me? I seen a couple comedians. I did a couple comedy shows. Pretty dope. Not gonna front. Really, really dope. Really, really dope. Keep doing your thing. You feel me? All right. So we about to give y'all a little something. You feel me? Hold on. I gotta take this hoodie off though. Give respect real quick.
While he's doing that, I go by the name of Shizzle. Shizzle Fashion. How's everybody doing tonight? That's wonderful. Glad to have you here at the Stoner's Morning Show. Yes, I am a stoner, full-fledged. I hope you are all, but we about to burn up the stage for you real quick. It's a pretty interesting thing while I got the mic. You know, just think about it. We're going to need, like, some crowd participation, you know? So, words, I'll just, we won't jump. Try our hardest not to. So I'm going to be conducting the part that says flamingo, right? Black Max is going to be conducting the part that says
that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
So just join us, right? You want to do a test run with that real quick?
You got to start.
Okay. One, two, three, flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
All right, they're ready, I think. They're ready, I think. All right, yeah, I think they're ready.
All right, let's go. Ready to
shout out Shizzle.
In the
you ain't never seen this much pink.
Never.
Yo, shout out this shirt I'm wearing. It's Haitian American Nurses Association. My mother's the president, you feel me? Type shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
The vibes, you know the vibes, you know the vibes.
Yo,
it's called alignment.
Alignment to the fullest, you feel me? You never seen this
turn
much
that
pink.
Up, please. Turn that
turn
shit.
It up a little bit. Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink,
flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink. That pink, that pink. I'm feeling like
feed a couple taurus, especially off the chorus.
In the field with the gorgeous.
Hey,
yo, you cannot afford this. Fingers glowing and they got a brother going wild now. We controlling all the crowds. How overthrowing was allowed now. Wow. Max in the back with the cap on. Tap on to the tracks we react on. Said she wanna get to know how I rap strong. Get to flowing on the track with a map on go. Talk about your goals and how you wanna grow. Tell them it's your mind, then elevate your soul. Talk in the street with it. Go ahead, go talk to the peeps with it. Yo, elevate, 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 elevate. Flap your wings and let's fly. Demons and devils inside. Teaming the perils of lies. Steamings and clerals and lies. I know. Yo,
life ain't easy.
Who decided they need me?
Who decide?
Herbie Bird wanna see me easy.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink. I said, say it with me, you gotta say it like this. Hold up real quick, like.
You ain't never seen this much pink.
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 You ain't never seen it.
You ain't never seen this much pink. Feeling like Jigga Man, this is not pink. This mob hocked out, I'm a rock star. Whole outfit, play it, just see it all. From the sun to the night comes.
Sunset look dark
when the night hits. It's a whole different world when the night comes.
Like diamonds and pearls she might miss.
What do I get? Her D-throw. She say she throw baby and that's on repeat too.
She give me neck like giraffe.
My dad, it's called flamingo.
She a
ring glow. Diamonds overseas just like flamingo. She got that wild off tie.
I'm shooting my free throw.
King with this cheat code. Food for thought. At least did you eat though. It's like dark when we light split when the night hit with the light switch. Flip on the light switch.
I don't need it all. I'm like either or. Freak the call. She said don't need a dog. She's already got one.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink.
Flamingo.
That pink, that pink, that pink.
You ain't never seen this much pink. You ain't never seen this much pink. You ain't never seen this much pink.
Nah, they ain't never seen this much pink.
Ain't nobody ever seen this much pink.
Ain't nobody ever seen this much pink.
Ain't nobody ever seen this much pink.
Nah, you ain't never seen it. Oh, yeah. Was there supposed to be more beat here? I never heard this version this lit. Hold on, I said I'm.
Yo,
it's Black Max. You heard Shizzle Fashion.
Having me. Yes, yes. puff puff past my ass. I got it. Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Give me that fancy reef.
Let's go, man. Hey.
Oh, yeah. You know me. Fonto, paper, backwards. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's time to get high, because I want to unwind, put my mind in the sky. Yeah. Roll up and put it in the air. Pass it to the left, to the gits over here. Pass. Puff, puff, pass my ass. I'm a pothead, so I'ma take a couple drags. Finna be a long weekend, so I need a couple bags. Call up my connector, see what flavors does he have. After that, I hit the store to get some wraps. If you don't want the cotton mouth, you can't forget the snacks. I used to smoke Reggie, but then I got immune. Now it's loud every day, smell it from the other room. The motto is, light it, don't fight it. I just caught the new strain and I can't wait to ignite it. They're like, we've calmed down, why you getting so excited? Cause the weed make me fly, got me feeling like a pilot. Hey, roll up, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Light it up, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Pass that, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Now roll another one, cause I'm trying to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Some people ask why I smoke, I've applied to get high. So if my eyes red, I would not deny. You asking all these questions, you might as well get high. But please don't kill my vibe, cause you know I'm trying to get high. I wanna roll up a Lil Wayne, get high with Khalifa. I wanna call Redman and get the finest cheaper. I wonder if Snoop ever runs out of reefer, or if Dizzy Wright ever stops for a breather. Nah, I know I don't, cause I know I won't ever run out or ever stop smoking. Cause Mary Jane seems to be my mental potion. You're gonna be the plug, then you gotta keep it potent. I need to smell it way before the bag even opens. Put a little extra, cause that's what I'm hoping. Cause I like to roll a couple splits when I'm smoking. I even like to do a couple tricks when I'm smoking. Sometimes I invite a couple friends when I'm smoking. Said I was a pothead, I wasn't even joking. Every day is 420, but keep smoking.
Every day is 420, but keep smoking.
Roll up, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Light it up, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Pass that, it's time to get high. Hey, get high, get high. Now roll another one, cause I'm trying to get high. Hey, get high, get high.
That was cool, that was cool.
Can I do another one? Y'all down for another one? Oh, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What you got there? I ain't gonna lie, surprise me. I mean, you got the vocals, so, you know, it is what it is. You can play anything off that list. I think I would know the words to it.
I'll be a better man today. I'll be good, I'll be good.
Oh, yo, look at the clap.
And I'll love the world like I should. Yeah.
Every day you wake up, make sure you smile, man. You're proud to be alive. No matter how tough it may seem. You hear?
Ever
since I was born, my intentions are pure. I know I'm not perfect, I can admit that for sure. But this world we live in is sick with no cure. It's like the rich wanna be rich and saying forget the poor. And the poor stopping the poor deeper through the floor. I would never understand this
vision of this wicked system. Cuts killing, religious division,
crooked politicians, and we all know the biggest villains.
Do you think if we do better,
we could raise better children if we set an example of how to express our feelings? We could start licking our wounds and focus on our healings. And imagine a world with all love and no killing, or having anything you ever wanted without stealing. I know times are hard, but what if it was easy? And I don't know if I'll ever see a genie, but I wish we could all live freely. Hey.
I'll be good, I'll be good.
Wake up in a fresh
world. Love the world like I should.
Do what you do,
you
get better at your craft.
Yeah. I'll be good, I'll be good.
Check it. Times can be hard, but times can also change. You ain't control.
That I never
Excuse me, Nas, but if I rule the world, I created safe living for the little boys and girls. Money wouldn't mean a thing, cause life be precious as a pearl. Nobody would be homeless and we wouldn't feel hopeless. Of course we'll still die, but everyone would see our purpose. Our emotions will exist, but more clear upon the surface.
No matter what we do,
everyone will be supportive.
We'll never live in fear,
cause someone gonna hurt us. Imagine a world where we set paths for our children. Teach them that the limits extend past the ceiling, and that the
obstacles they face in life
are strength revealing. So when that moment comes, please be ready and revealing.
I know times are hard, but
what if it was easy? And I don't think that I'll ever meet a genie. But if I do, I'll ask for a wish. I wish we could all live freely. How y'all feeling that one?
Today's a new chance to do a good deed. Anytime you feel you can help out, you help out. Don't hesitate. Trust me, the feeling is amazing. Help out the world. We gotta do better. We can't destroy it. You know, we living on this planet like we got another one to go to, and this one is our guy. You know, we gotta appreciate what we got right here, right now. You know,
so. I don't mind. A quick little backstory. So, I'm an uncle of nine. I have six nieces and three nephews. And I wrote that song when I realized that my role as an uncle was much more than just being a person that they call uncle. So, I realized that I had to actually play a part in their life and actually be someone and teach them that the world is not as bad as it is, and we can actually do something about that. You know, by staying good people and remaining true to ourselves, no matter what that is. So that's where that song comes from.
Yeah, come on up. Everybody come on up. Yeah, yeah, the whole squad come on up. Tell us real quick, give everybody your name, your Instagram, and also, what's the name of your crew?
Oh, shit.
He's always forcing us.
So, we've been actually struggling over a name. Actually, not really struggling, publicly struggling.
You don't have to decide right now. Just tell everybody how they can find you.
Individually, you can find me at underscore MXFROST. That's Max Frost. Ain't no A in the Max, so relax. It's MXFROST. And this is Shizzle Fashion.
Hello again. Yes, you can find me on all platforms. That's Shizzle Fashion. That's S-H-I-Z-Z-A-L. Fashion. On Instagram is shizzle.fashion, right? On like streaming platforms, right? Because I am a musical artist. It's $HIZZAL. The dollar sign incorporated for the S and everything that has to do with my branding.
Yeah. I'm about to put out my first rap album, and that's going to be under the name The Original Sean Carter Sr. Just something I'm
trying to...
That's pretty hard. That's pretty hard.
Damn. In Brooklyn, of all places. You know,
that might actually be the hardest tape ever. That might be the hardest tape ever. But, how you doing, guys? I go by the name of MC Reef, and you can find me on Instagram. I am MCREEF. You can find me on streaming platforms as well. MC Reef, YouTube, Spotify, Napster, Pandora, whatever you have, I'm there. So, you know, don't be afraid to check me out. I got a lot of music.
I'm about to release an NFT. That was beautiful. Thank you for. I feel like I'm full of pink energy right now.
Yeah.
Tell. I want the back since MC Reef gave the backstory about the uncle song, which is beautiful, and I'm glad they have such a great uncle. Tell us how the pink flamingo was born.
That's a good one. So it was actually shit. Well, I guess I'll let him tell you. Go ahead.
Okay, so the night before, like Christmas, right? The night before, so we're artists, right? So we've been on the road touring, right? So we were on our way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So the night before we got on the road to go to Pittsburgh, something said, search for a beat as I was in the shower. right? So I'm playing a beat while I'm in the shower, and I'm just hearing the, and I'm like, flamingo.
Yo, that's on the track, bro. That is on, what he just did is on the track. And I was like, yo, that was smooth.
And so from there, I created the whole, the pink theme or whatever, and we were in the vehicle on our way to Pittsburgh, and I'm pretty much reserved outside of, you know, my actual role of being an artist. So I'm in the back and I'm just chilling, and they're playing beats and we're going freestyle, and we like to freestyle. So stick around at the end because you will get a freestyle as well. So, and they just said, "Hey, Shizzle, you got a beat?" And I was just like, it was the moment I was waiting for. And I put the plea to, and I said, before I played a beat, right, I just want to tell you what I heard. He was like, okay, all right. So I was like, flamingo. So he looks at me, right? I was like, yeah. And then I just hear, like, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink. And so I said, but I hear you saying it. So I said, like, so say it. So he was like, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink, that pink. I said, yo, that's the song, right? I wish you could really, we gave you the song because it's a pretty interesting song.
Is it out already?
No.
No, this is within like the past 2 weeks, I think.
Okay. And I wanted to say this before we close. We can find you as MC Reef on streaming services. Are you on streaming services?
Yeah, on streaming services, you can find me at BLAQ space MX. That's Black Max. Ain't no A in the Max, so relax.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, give it up for MC Reef, Shizzle, Black Max. That's been Stoner Morning Show. I'm Ralph. That's Sean. We're here every Monday, 8:30. You guys are always welcome. If you guys have some beats, play them, and we're going to freestyle. Come up here if you want to freestyle, and we're going to close out. All right? Yeah.